The Tempe Public Works Department has been roiled by controversy in recent weeks over allegations that two of its managers have created an aggressive and hostile work environment. Now, an investigation by the city found that the two men violated personnel rules prohibiting abusive workplace conduct, and now one of them has resigned and another has been demoted. Joe Flaherty with the Phoenix New Times has been uncovering it all, and he came into our studios recently to tell me how it all got started.
So employees in the Field Services Division of Public Works, which handles things like solid waste and city vehicles, were complaining with a very wide array of things that they had problems with. And this included allegations of a hostile work environment that included inappropriate language, inappropriate conduct, and kind of general tones of bullying from managers. They were also complaining about the hiring practices in the department. Seemingly, people were being tapped for positions before or during the formal hiring process had kind of really run its course. And there were also some concerns about gender discrimination and retaliation from managers as well.
And how did this all come out? You obtained a report?
I obtained a report that was conducted by two managers from the City of Tempe, a diversity manager and a manager from Human Resources. And they were looking at, just like I said, this very wide array of complaints within the Public Works Department. The investigation that they conducted lasted from December until May, and they produced this 17-page report at the end of it. Now, there was a little bit of a lag time in between when the investigation ended and when I was able to obtain this report. And in that interim, there had been some rumblings of kind of dissent within the Public Works Department from employees who are really interested to see what the outcome of this investigation would be.
Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. But let's talk more about what you found in this report. So this was focused on two people in the higher levels of management here, right?
That's right. And it was looking at the conduct of Tony Miano, who's the deputy director for Field Services within Public Works, and an employee below him, Jason Brown, who was the solid waste manager within the same division. And specifically, employees came forward with allegations about these two men. Tony Miano, employees said to investigators, had a vindictive streak within the department. He was nicknamed the Godfather, or the Godfather of Solid Waste, which employees called him. And he said that he did not refer to him that way when asked by investigators, but saw the nickname as kind of an affectionate one. But nevertheless, employees said that Miano could hold grudges. He seemed to want to tap, quote unquote, his own people when hiring people, sometimes from outside of the city of Tempe. And in general, he just seemed to have the kind of inappropriate language or kind of an aggressive conduct in the workplace. And these were similar for Jason Brown as well, who was the solid waste manager, although employees seemed to take issue with Brown much more in the realm of inappropriate language and bullying. Some employees reportedly did not want to come to work anymore when faced with these certain type of interactions with Brown.
You said the investigation concluded in May, but the city hadn't and still hasn't publicly released it. What took so long?
You know, it's kind of unclear. I only was able to obtain the report through a public records request with the city of Tempe, but it's not quite certain why there was a lag time. The city manager for Tempe, Andrew Chang, emailed employees within Public Works on Friday, and he said that they wanted to do their due diligence when conducting the investigation and finding an outcome. And I should note as well that he also said that they are not able to comment publicly on any disciplinary actions that were taken as a result of the investigation because of employee privacy rules. Mm-hmm. However, just a few sentences later in that email to Public Works employees, the city manager did say that Tony Miano is going to have a new co-manager who's kind of watching over him, a city-appointed person, and that Jason Brown has been placed on leave and he is leaving city employment effective August 17th.
Okay, but Tony Miano is still going to be employed by the Public Works Department and still will be there. Have you heard any rumblings among employees about that, about them being unhappy that he'll still be within the department?
I have heard that. It's a bit of a mixed bag in terms of reaction from employees in the aftermath of these reports that we put out this week. Some people see it as a good first step. They are glad that the report is now out in the open after people asking about it, including in an email that was sent to city council members by a solid waste operator from within the department. But other people are saying that this is the tip of the iceberg, that there are problems within Public Works that go much deeper, and the city is going to implement a corrective action plan in response to this investigation. But I think employees are still waiting for other shoes to drop, perhaps.
Okay, and we'll keep an eye on that. Joe Flaherty with Phoenix New Times, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely.